Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions, a show that was created so that you could connect with your guidance to get answers to your questions, answers that can actually help you to make those changes. So if you have questions about your life and you're looking for an answer that goes beyond the one that comes from your brain, an answer that actually comes from all of the information available in the universe, then give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And if you are logged into the chat room, then you can also type your question there. Unfortunately, if you are a guest, you cannot type anything. You can just listen. One of the reasons why you should join Blog Talk. I am Barbara Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they're no longer stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everybody that I work with. And all sessions with me are a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. So feel free to call in, or if you're in the chat room and signed in, you can type whatever question you have. I don't put any limitations on the kinds of questions that you can ask. It's interesting how I've noticed how things have changed as far as the answers that people get. I went through a period in my life where people wanted to call me psychic, and I did not want to be called psychic because to me a psychic is someone that's, you know, telling you, well, if you do this, this, and this, you know, then this will happen and all of that sort of thing. And the psychic is the one who is running your life. You're not making your own choices anymore. And I'm just realizing some of the reasons why I didn't like being called a psychic. I do have access to information about what is possible in your life, but my guidance is very often not revealing those possibilities, not to the extent that people want them to be revealed. Instead, they're asking people to recognize that they are making choices. They're always talking to me about my choices, about what it is I want to create in my life, about what I want to change in my life. They're never telling me what I need to do. They're always just making it clear that it's up to me. And that's what they do with the people who call in and ask questions and want to be told what to do. They turn it around and they ask questions so that you understand what it is you really want to create. And one of the options on Blog Talk, if you're in the chat room, is that there's this private chat thing. And I have an issue with the private chat thing on my chat. It doesn't work. I can't read what people type in there, which is really frustrating because I know these people are asking questions and I want to be able to answer them. So if you call into, if you are in the chat room and you have a question, please don't use the private chat because I can't read it. You know, and there's a little window on the chat and it usually, you know, fills a little window, then goes down to the next line and down to the next line. Well, on my private chat, it puts it all on one line, but the window is still the same size. So I can read the name of the person who's asking the question, and usually everything else I can't read. So if you've given me a private chat message, I am not ignoring you. I just can't read it. And I really should talk to Blog Talk about that, but I forget about it as soon as the call is over. So if you call in, don't forget to press the number 1 so that I get a little symbol on my studio saying you have a question. Otherwise, you just get to sit there and listen forever. And then you might wonder, why is she not calling on me? Well, if you don't press 1, I'm not going to call on you because you have a right to listen. All right, we will go to our first caller from area code 818. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. This is Diane from Los Angeles. And
hi,
I
Diane.
Love your program. Hi, love. You know, so I'm listening to what you started out saying, that you're right. We should look within to have the answers. And you've said that forever, and you know that's always the answers. So why is it that I want to ask you a question, and I know I have my answers? I don't know.
Well, you know, that's why this show is here, because we are actually usually afraid to look within ourselves. That's something that we were taught we weren't supposed to do. You're supposed to go to this person is an expert. You know, that's why we have all these experts. And we don't actually believe that we know anything, which is a weird way to raise a bunch of people, but hey, that's how we did it.
I agree with you. Isn't that incredible the way, and you know, it's really quite simple the way you said it. It just makes sense. It really does. So that's, see, look at you giving me the right answer again within 2 sentences. You just have the power. I love you. I think you're so powerful.
Thank you.
Yeah, you do. So I don't know. Do you want to, am I able to ask for a message to see if I'm on the right path?
You can ask for a message or you can ask a question. However you want to phrase it is how we'll do it.
I just have a question that, you know what, could I have a message? What am I supposed to hear? Because I would think that's really, that's what you enjoy giving. Am I right?
I enjoy everything. So you don't have to worry about what I'm going to enjoy most. I enjoy what I do.
Okay. Yeah, I know you do. I love it. I would love to hear what Spirit would share about something I would be, you know, tuned into hearing.
Okay. All right, so we will see what your message is then. Here we go. Beloved, yes, you are connected. You already know this. You are getting messages. You get messages all the time. And you get them in a variety of ways because we don't just communicate with anyone in just one way. Even with Barbara Grace, and we know she can hear us, we don't just communicate by talking to her. Sometimes we show her things. Sometimes we have her hear other people say things. Sometimes we have her see things. There's so many different ways for us to connect with you and for you to connect with us. There are no limits. And we are here for you. We are with you. We never go away. We don't have to go to sleep at night. There's never a time when we're not available. And you are never, ever inconveniencing us. We are here for you. We are here for each and every one of you. And we are here for you. Most people don't really understand that. That's our purpose. That's why we exist. We are here to help you, to help you to understand your life, to understand your choices, to understand your past, to let go of what no longer needs to be there. We are part of your team. We assist you. You are in that team as well. And this team is about your life. So it's your choices that we go by. We don't decide what's best for you and then do that and hope that you don't get mad at us because we've done something. We do what you ask to have done. Even if what you have are asking to have done is not for your highest good, we know that eventually it will bring you to where you need to go. So this means that if you have decided that you are going to be one of these people who suffers throughout life, we are going to help you to suffer. We're helping you to suffer because we love you. It's not because you're being punished. It's because you've decided that suffering is what you need. And we want you to get the most out of what you've decided you need. And so we will help you suffer to the extent that you are willing to suffer so that you can recognize that you don't need to suffer and you can make a different choice. So remember that. We are not here to run your life. We are here to assist you in creating your life. And yes, of course you're on the right path. You can't be on the wrong path. There are no wrong paths. So yes, you are always on the right path. Okay.
It was so profound and so beautiful. Oh my goodness.
I know. I just love their message.
Do you think we get to the same, like, is it predestined, would you believe, that we're supposed to meet the right person in the right time? Like, can we not make that mistake? You know what I'm saying? Like, by staying here or by going to the other location where you could have had an option and you just didn't pick the same option? And that destiny path will never happen.
Okay. So what they're showing me and saying to me is that life is filled with unlimited possibilities. We tend to think that there's one choice. So we have to follow that one choice in order to produce whatever it is that we want. When actually there's millions of choices in every second of existence. There's more choices than you could ever imagine. So that's why you can't be on the wrong path, because you really can't screw it up, because every choice is going to take you to the ultimate goal, whatever you've decided the ultimate goal for this lifetime is.
Right. So that's the answer. I mean, you're answering me. Yes. I'm sorry.
So you can't get it wrong.
I didn't mean to do that. That's exactly what you're saying. That's really powerful. That should make everybody realize that how easy it is. Because there's no right or wrong. And you said that so many times. There's just no right or wrong. There's evil, though. There's evil. It doesn't mean it's wrong, but there is evil, darkness in the world.
See, that's another one of those judgments.
Oh.
You see, because the creator, God, Allah, whatever name you want to use, is everywhere, in everything. And yet people have established these beliefs that say that if you're in the darkness, you're not near God. Well, how exactly do you not be near God when God is everywhere?
Yeah.
So that whole concept of evil is kind of like the concept of good and bad. It's something that we created to understand, but it's become part of our kind of our ritualized excuses. It's become part of our justification for when things don't go right in our lives. We say, oh my gosh, there must be something evil. Well, that means that you're not responsible because it's the evil that's taking over. And that's not true.
Right. That's right. That's it. That's the perception. That's
exactly.
Oh my goodness. Boy, oh boy. You know what? I so get you. I think you are so incredibly fabulous, Barbara. I love talking to you.
Well, thank you, Diane. I think you're fabulous, too.
Thank you for reflecting each other. That's a powerful thing. Oh, yay. So I'm beaming from ear to ear. I just feel so enlightened. You just lifted me. I love it. Just powerful. Oh, I'm standing up. I'm so excited. I have energy. You're just put me in, and I always have energy. But today it's so cold outside for California that, you know, I haven't even left the house when I'm always out by 6 o'clock working out. But today I just said, no, thanks. And now I'm up ready to do it. I can't believe you put me back. You see, we're all one. So just being a part of the same, I mean, we're one, but you reflect who you're with. Isn't that the truth?
Yes, it
we're
is.
A product of the environment? What?
Well, the environment has influence on us, and most people choose an environment that they're comfortable with, which means it goes along with what they believe. And so you're reinforcing your beliefs by hanging out with the people who believe what you believe. And that makes you believe that you must be right. I mean, obviously you're right because your friends think the same way. And if you were wrong, your friends wouldn't think that way. But actually, that's not true because you would only choose friends who think what you think.
Right. Oh, you're so smart. Well, you know, I mean, I'm saying like people that go to bars. You know, eventually they'll possibly be that influence pick up. People that hang with successful people, you know, that's all they hear is the way they talk and the way they live. You know, so eventually you can pick that up. That's what I meant by your environment.
Mm-hmm.
You put yourself, what makes you happy. You're right. What you want to do, where your friends are. You're right. So it's so true. I love that. I really do. I get it. The older I get, it's so easy. You don't realize how easy it is when you're young.
No, you
well,
don't.
Well, I didn't. I didn't, right. And and you have to experience it, and that's why we're here to experience instead of just learning. So
exactly.
I'm telling you, I can't wait to put on my tennis. And take the dog and just hit the road again. And, you know, I'm just back to myself. It's such a powerful, and then at work I was a little stressful, so this makes me feel better. You know, we just have, it's a good stress. It's a good stress, but, you know, it's still stressful when you do deals. So it's all good. I'm very enlightened today.
Wonderful. So is there anything that you wanted to let go of today? Any belief that you're ready to say, I don't need this one anymore?
Yeah, my mindset's so happy. I'm just living in the minute. I'm not even thinking about anything but the minute. So I'm good. I'm
wonderful.
You put me in the best space. Wow. I mean, I can't even think but how happy I am now. So who cares to think about what could be or what isn't? I love you so much. I'm ready to say goodbye. Thank you, love.
Okay. Well, I'm so glad I was able to help you with your day and go forth and do those wonderful things.
I know. I know. I'm so happy you were too. And back to you tenfold. Thank you,
okay.
Love.
Okay. Thanks for calling, bye. Sweetie. Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is from area code 904.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
My name's
Hi.
Patty. Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Patty. How about you?
I'm all right. I'm doing laundry and hanging out. It's the first time I've chimed into your show. And right when I turned it on, it just talked about searching for your answers within. And I've been into a lot of spiritual development for quite a long time. And anyway, sometimes it's hard to see your own stuff, so I'm calling you.
That's fine. That's what I'm here for.
I guess I have to think how to phrase this. I sort of started to get involved with somebody, a little bit of a heart romantic, spiritual kind of level, but I really feel like I kind of got drawn in by a deceptive kind of front, like the person is sort of not really who they are in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And but the spiritual aspect of it seemed like there was a reason for it, obviously. And while all this was happening, I was having my own experiences of, you know, spirit guides coming in and God coming in and, you know, like this army of spiritual help. And I just don't know if I kind of got confused if the purpose was, you know, personal or more of, you know, working for the light kind of thing. Anyway, I'm just kind of mixed up about that whole thing and feeling a little duped and tender, I guess you could say. I was wondering what you can pick up on that.
Well, the first thing I'm getting is questions. So the first question they want to know is, what exactly were you looking for in this relationship?
Love.
Okay, and now they're saying, of course, that you already have love, so what does love mean to you?
Sharing of love from heart to heart, I guess.
Okay. There's something there. And I'm trying to see what's there. Are you guys going to show me what's there? No, she needs to understand. Okay. So I'm going to ask you some more questions because you need to understand. I'm not even sure what it is you need to understand, but we'll find out.
Okay.
So do you trust in the love within you? Do you love yourself? Do you see that love?
Yes, I do.
And you do realize that the people who come into your life are coming into your life because there's a lesson to be learned. There's something that they are meant to show you, something that you have been wanting to understand that they are going to reveal to you. So if you feel that this person may have been deceptive, in what way are you deceiving yourself?
Hmm. Interesting. Hello? Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
I'm here. I'm checking to see what they want to say now. Okay. So when you look at that whole relationship and everything that happened and everything that didn't happen and everything you expected and the things that happened that you didn't expect and all of the whole story, because you've made up a whole story about it, because that's what we do. We make up stories. And so in this story, you're saying that this relationship did not turn out to be what you thought it would turn out to be, and that you found that you were not able to fully trust this other person. And so that's a reflection of something within you that you don't trust about you.
Hmm. Well,
so
you know,
what
it's
is
funny.
It? Okay, go ahead.
I don't know. I guess, you know, the fear of being hurt was part of it, but also I felt like a dark energy. You know, something just wasn't quite right. I kept getting the feeling something's not right here, and I couldn't pinpoint it. And
okay.
But I just felt that sense of, like, just something's not right, and I couldn't figure out what it was. But it was
okay, so,
like I had to stop and put the brakes on and take a look more because something didn't feel right about it. As much as I maybe had a longing for this relationship, something like that.
Right.
That's all I can kind of put together.
Well, they want us to do a little bit of clearing work on that whole idea that something is not right, because that is something that you need to understand what that actually was, what that actually meant. You need the deeper understanding of that something is not right, because it's not just the other person. It's also something you believe about you. You believe there's something that's not right about you. And so are you willing to do a little work now to take you deeper into that so you can maybe see what it is you think it's not right about you?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. So I will ask a question that will go on for a while. And at the end, I'll say, if you're ready to accept this, say yes. That's how you'll know it's ended. Until then, you just listen and absorb. Here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for bringing you clarity about the something that is not right, the something that you believe was not right in this person you were in the relationship with, and the something that you believe is not right about you? Because there's definitely a connection there. It's not just them. It's actually you. You have these, they're showing me that you have this dark that it actually looks like little people jumping up and down saying, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. That's just the image I'm getting. So this divine infinity healing energy is going to go throughout you and find all of these dark, crappy little people jumping up and down saying you're wrong, and they're all going to be expanded bigger than the universe so that they no longer weigh on you. And they're lifting that load from you, that whole idea that there has to be something wrong, that you have to look for something wrong, that you have to expect there's something wrong, that whole mindset of find what's wrong. All of that is being expanded and dispersed because none of that is actually true. You are allowed to go through your life seeing what's right, seeing what's beautiful, seeing what's wonderful, and living in that energy. You do not have to live in the energy of wrongness, of darkness. It's a choice. And so this divine infinity healing energy is clearing out all of the wrongness and darkness and negativity that you were taught that you're supposed to live, because it's not what you are supposed to live. And you are being filled with this beautiful, amazing light, the light of the Creator, the light of love, so that you can see what's good in life. And if you are ready to accept this shift, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Okay, so now I want you to think about this relationship, and how does it feel now? What's changed?
I feel a release, a feeling of release.
Yeah.
It's kind of odd because, you know, it really all took place sort of on a telepathic kind of level. There was no physical union, and it's a little odd in that respect, even though we were in the same physical room. So, you know, that in itself was a little confusing to me as well. And
well, you know, we exist in more ways than just this physical body. We are actually connected to everybody and everything all the time. And sometimes you run across someone and you can actually experience that connection on a whole new level, which is interesting and intriguing, and it can get scary. And then you wonder, oh my gosh, and you know, it starts making you think all these thoughts that you hadn't been thinking about. But it's always just a matter of becoming more aware of who you are and your potentials in life.
Mm-hmm. So do you All see right. this dissolving now without any further speaking or anything like that? Or
do you want it to?
I'm not sure. I almost feel like it needs a closure. But
what kind of
again,
closure?
I don't know. I guess I just don't really understand fully. You know, I feel like he's moving towards another person anyway. But maybe sort of trying to back and forth, you know, between the two. And I guess I'm feeling like, I don't know what I'm feeling, to tell you the truth. I'm in confusion.
Okay. All right, let me check in and see how they want to do this. We're going to do a little bit more clearing work on you. So I'll ask you another question.
Okay.
So would you like a divine infinity healing for releasing the confusion? Releasing the confusion you have around this relationship, around this person, around yourself. It's just like there's these cyclones of confusion swirling around all of it and each part of it. And it's just, so this divine infinity healing is going to find all of these cyclones of confusion and whoosh them away because you don't need them, so that you can have a clear understanding of what it is you actually desire. Because you do want to have a relationship, and you have specific things that you desire in that relationship. And this is bringing you clarity about what is actually important to you. And it's removing any of those fears, any of those beliefs that you are not good enough, that you did not deserve his attention, that you didn't have the value that you needed to have to actually have him. Interesting. And any other things that you were believing which actually limited you and had you in fear about him, about the relationship, about the possibilities, all of that stuff is now being swept away, expanded, dispersed out to infinity, because you don't need that in your life. You know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know in your heart who you are. In your heart,
I
you
do.
Know your beauty. You know your love. You know how amazing you are. You know that you are a benefit to everyone who comes into contact with you. But sometimes you move back into that judgment, and that judgment says, well, you're not, and you can't, and they won't, and blah, blah, blah. And all of that judging, crappy stuff, and you don't need all of that. It's being released. And you're being brought back into your center, to the peace that is within you. And if you're ready to accept that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths.
Okay.
How do you feel?
I feel clearer, more centered,
good.
Feeling a little more relaxed. So where does that leave him and his perspective and desire on what was going on?
Well, you know, you have just changed you. You've
right.
You've changed the energy that you also are sending out to him, to anybody. And so he will either accept the new you or decide that the new you is not a match for him. He may decide that he wants to change too. There's so many different choices. You know, they're just showing me that there's all of these different paths, and some go towards him, some go away from him, some go towards him and then away from him, some go towards him and stay with him. So there's all these different paths, and you now get to choose what's actually important to you.
Right.
And then when you do what's important to you, whatever path you are on is the right path because it's taking you towards what is for your highest good.
Right.
So they're not saying that he has to be a part of your life or that he doesn't have to be a part of your life. It's really up to you.
Right. You know, there's a part of me that feels like he's just toyed with me a little bit emotionally, almost in a testing fashion to see where I'm at, you know. And that sort of bothers me a little bit because it's had, an effect on me, on my feelings. And so I guess I'm not sure how I feel again.
Well, you know, different people test the waters in different ways, and we do test the waters when we meet new people, and everybody
right.
has their own way of doing it. You noticed his way, and it's just his way. That doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with it. It's just the way that he finds works for him, but it's up to you whether or not you are comfortable with someone who tests the water in that particular way. You are not obligated to be with him. He is not the only choice you will ever have. There will be other options, and there will be wonderful men who come into your life, and who knows, you know, what can happen with them. So it's not like you have to grab hold of this one because this is the only one, and if you let this one go, then you're doomed to live forever and have 60,000 cats. That's not what your life is going to be.
And I do love animals, but 60,000 is a bit much. Oh, dear, interesting. Well, do you think that we will come into meeting again to resolve anything or see where it's at between the two? And I also feel like there's, you know, he's kind of leaned towards another woman as well, you know. And I think I'm right in that perception. It's just a sort of a knowing and a feeling, but, you know, then you start doubting your own self when you're in the midst of cyclones. And so I just don't really want to be in this back forth pit against. I'm not into any of that, you know.
Yeah, I understand that. Well, you know, you can decide that you're just going to be his friend and just leave
right.
it at that. And then if
right.
he, you know, develops a relationship with somebody else, that's fine. You can have friends who have relationships. You have friends who have relationships.
Right.
So,
it's somebody I've known for a long time. I would say, you know, sort of a coworker friend over a long period. And he, what I perceive without having spoken about it, is that he went to her to ask things about me. And now he's kind of, she's nice too.
So he's just browsing and shopping. And
but I'm kind of right on about that. I guess I'm looking for verification if that's a perception that, it you know, like I said, when you're in the cyclone, it's, you know, hard to say, do I really know that? Or am I starting to just go into fear? Or
part of it is some fear that you have there, fear that
mm-hmm.
you have about you, about what's possible with you.
Right.
About what you actually want to have in your life.
Right. You know, I feel like he has the exact same thing as well. So, you know, maybe it's something we both need to find out at the same time.
And that wouldn't surprise me because we attract people who are like us.
Right.
So, yeah, you would be going for someone who has your same little issues in order to put your issues in your face so you can deal with your issues.
You know, it's funny, he's in the music business, and I know a lot about music as well. And when we were talking, it was an old song that Pink Floyd did, and the line that came up was, two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl year after year, running around looking at the same old fears. I couldn't believe that came up. I was like, oh, my God. It's like now that we're talking about it, it's like that's exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah. So he's making you aware of your fears so then you can let them go and move forward with your life. And it doesn't have to be with him. There will be other choices.
Right.
So this is your opportunity to decide what you.
Right. I understand that fully.
Yeah.
But am I pretty much right on about what I perceive happening with the other person?
They're just telling me that there's possibilities, but they're not saying that he's going towards that person or away from that person. They're just saying that that's just a possibility. Like you have lots of possibilities. He has lots of possibilities. She has lots of possibilities. Don't make a big thing out of the possibilities.
Right.
Don't focus on that. Focus on what it is you actually desire.
Right.
Focus on what you want to create in your life.
Right. I got it.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you so much. I you just were terribly helpful. Not terribly helpful, but very helpful. I appreciate it. Put me back
you
in touch
welcome.
With me.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And
oh, God bless you.
You too, Patty. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, our next question is from Dove in the chat room, and Dove's question is... Okay. Ooh. So you are running away from what you want. Interesting. So the question is, Dove, what are you afraid of? Oh, you're afraid of being vulnerable. Why are you afraid of being vulnerable? Because if you're vulnerable, you can get hurt. You don't want to get hurt. You want guarantees that this is going to work. It's going to last forever, happily ever after. The picket fence, the dog, the cat, the 2.5 children, blah, blah, blah. Okay, Dove, you want to be safe, but you want to be alive. You realize that you can't have... It doesn't work that way because then you are sectioning off your life in a way. You are deciding that you want to have all of the unknown possibilities of life, but you want them in a way that is known and safe. And that doesn't work. It never has. So you're going to have to decide whether or not you can actually step out there, really step out there in your own life. And it doesn't really matter whether or not you end up with this particular person. This is about you. This is about what you are creating. This is about the life that you really want to live. So they want us to do some clearing work around all of this. So I'm just going to say whatever it is that they're guiding me to say because that's what I do. Okay, here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for letting go? Letting go of the stories. The stories that you create around relationships, around this particular relationship, around this particular person, around yourself. There's all sorts of yucky, gunky energy that you have around all of this, and all of that energy is now being expanded and decompressed and made a trillion times bigger than the universe because you don't need that holding you back in your life. And you are being given the clarity to know what it is that you truly desire. And they're showing you that you truly desire to be loved, to be accepted, to know that you are good enough. And that is the energy that you are being filled with right now to replace all of that gunky stuff that's gone. The understanding of yourself, of your life, of your possibilities and potentials. The acceptance that it is safe to be loved. Being vulnerable is safe. It does not automatically lead to harm or hurt. And so a lot of different stuff is being cleared out while I'm speaking, stuff that you don't need. And if you are willing to accept these changes in your life right now and say yes, and your soul is saying yes, 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 and take three nice deep breaths. Oh, that feels much better. Okay, Dove, if anything is coming up out of that, what we just did, then go ahead and type it. Well, it's like you can breathe now. Okay, let's quickly go through what White Lily has. I am pretty sure I have a past life connection with my dog. I love him so much. Unfortunately, I have a lot of fears, thoughts, and visions of him dying and leaving me. This is very scary for me at times. Okay, I'm looking at this connection, and yeah, that's one of the things about our pets. We often have a pet that we've had before that we connect with in multiple lifetimes, just like we connect with various people in multiple lifetimes. It's all a part of our learning, our understanding. So you need to look at the fears that are coming up when you are looking at this pet, because those are the fears that your pet is here to help you to release. Why would you be afraid of your pet leaving or dying when you already know that you've been with that pet for years, for lifetimes, that no matter what, they never leave you, they never will? So that fear is unreasonable. There's no reason for it. And so we're going to do a little clearing about that fear. So would you like a Divine Infinity Healing for releasing the fear about your pet and about anybody else that you're afraid is going to die, is going to leave you, that fear of abandonment, that fear that you have no control, that you're going to lose them, that always happens and it always will happen, and it happened in the past and it devastated you. And so now you've got all of this stored up fear from the stored up story. And so this Divine Infinity Healing Energy is taking that story and everything connected with it and expanding it and making it bigger than the universe, so that it is not weighing on you, your heart, your head, your shoulders. You even have part of it in your identity, and that's also being cleared out, so that you no longer identify yourself as someone who has to lose your beloved pet or anybody. You are no longer a loser. You are experiencing the connection that is eternal, and knowing that no matter what happens in the physical, you are loved. And you can feel that love. It's like this beautiful love connection with you and your dog. Oh. And you can feel that love connection with everyone that you love. And all of those fear connections are being removed, released, dissolved, sent out into infinity, because they have no place in your life. They are not who you are anymore. And if you are ready to accept the love, the light, then say yes. And your soul is definitely saying yes. So take three nice deep breaths. Mm. Okay, so your guidance wants you to know that by surrounding your relationship with all of this fear, you are actually imprisoning yourself and your dog. Your dog really wants you to get it that it's about freedom, it's about moving, it's about loving, it's about living. That's what you're here for. That's why he's with you, to help you to see that. And that lesson means that you know no matter what, it's okay. And that's what he really wants you to get. Okay. Any more? Well, you're typing, so let me wait until you finish. I know I'm doing that imprisonment, yeah. And was creating something negative, which invokes the fear too. Yeah. Think about what it is you actually want. Think about the things that you enjoy. Do them. You know, if you start having these negative thoughts or these fears about, oh my gosh, my dog, what if? Then get up and do something that you love to do with the dog. You can take the dog for a walk. Sit and have a chat with the dog. He loves to listen to you. And he says he even understands part of what you're saying, but it's okay because he just loves to listen to you, and sometimes you just need to talk, and he's fine with that. So he really is there for you. He really is, and he loves you, and he loves it when you are just being you. Oh, that is so cute. So now you can actually enjoy his wonderful company. Yeah. And he says no matter what, he's going to be there. So you don't have to worry. All right, we're going to the caller from area code 470. Hi, who's this? Code 470. Okay, one more call for area code 470. If you're there, you need to say something. All right, I'm going to assume that you've decided you don't want to talk then, and I'm going to re-mute you. If I'm wrong, then press 1 and make the symbol go away, and then press 1 and make the symbol come back. Which means I actually have to be looking at the screen, so I'll see this. And why Lily is saying that she really deeply loves her dog, and your dog really deeply loves you. Pets are such amazing creatures. I've had several dogs in my life, and most of them, you know, have passed on to doggy heaven or whatever. And it's funny because, you know, I still see them. I still know sometimes that they're with me. Like right now while I'm talking to you, there's this whole crowd of dogs around me, including the dog that's in my life right now in the physical. And the love that they have for us is, it's just this pure love. It's this love that says, no matter what, I'm here for you. And it really, if we allow it, can be such an opening to loving ourselves. Because when we realize that we are that loved by our pets, then it's like, wow, you know, you really do have value. You really do have value. And maybe that's what they're here to teach us. That we have value. And why Lily is saying, you're getting me all choked up. Yeah, I'm getting me all choked up too. My eyes are getting kind of blurry from tears. But that's okay. And it does, there is a sadness when they pass on. But there's also a knowing that they're still there. And that you have been contributing to the joy in their life, too. It's not just them giving to you. We give to them. And it's that bond that is created when we share that love. That can be such a comfort to us, no matter what's going on in our lives. You know, it's that knowing that you are always loved, and it really does feel good. And it's so funny when I think about the dog that's in my life now. She's not actually my dog. I have to keep telling myself that. I was invited to dog sit for a friend who was moving, and I said, sure. And they said, okay, it'll just be for a little while, about a month or so. And it's been over a year and a half now. So I guess she is actually my dog now. And she's a very old, kind of quiet and sedate dog. She doesn't ask for a lot. You know, there are things I know she likes, and I get those things because she likes them. And on occasion, she'll change from this old dog that's moving in pain, although she doesn't have as much pain as she used to. But she'll do something that reminds me of a puppy. You know, it's like that puppy energy will pop into her for a second, and she'll just get this look like, I'm so happy. And I just love it when she does that. Okay, now you know, and I'm a bit of a sap for dogs. That's okay. I can accept that about myself. But they do remind us of the love that is there for us. Okay. So White Lily says, maybe you could speak to them and ask if you could formally adopt. She sounds like she's found a new home with you. They'll probably let you keep her. Well, the only thing about doing that is that now I get doggy support. So the man who actually owns her pays for her vet visits, and he gives me money for her food. And, you know, so if I actually make her officially my dog, then I would be cutting off my doggy support. And it actually gives him a reason to come by and say hello to his doggy. And actually, he's a friend anyway, so it's no big deal. I fully expect she will be with me till the end. But no, I don't want to give up my doggy support. Actually, she gets a lot more than he pays for, but that's okay. All right, everybody, we have come to the end of the show. Thank you all so much for being a part of it and for sharing who you are and asking your questions. And, you know, you guys I just feel so good after these shows. Just from the clearing work that gets done on you, it also gets done on me and anybody else who says yes. So know that the clearing work is available for whomever decides that they want it, even if it wasn't you who called in. I will be back on Friday with Elizabeth, so we will have our chance that you will join us. So do something really nice for yourself today, just simply because, hey, why not? You deserve it. You love you. Treat yourself that way. And I will talk to you again on Friday. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye, everybody.